This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
Pamet Harbor, which I dedicate to James Hubbard, is a fairly complicated poem. It deals with the death of Orpheus as his head floated down the Hebron River. He was cursed by Apollo. He was destroyed by the Maenads. And I'm conflating his voice continuing to sing at the end, though he was dead, with the voice of Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, as Hubba and I and our wives floated down our river at the Cape. Pamet Harbor for James Hubba. Going west to east on the Pamet River, I sang in the wet grasses, though I was hardly dismembered. And as far as I could tell, neither Christ nor Apollo was shutting poets up. In fact, I played my favorite tape while Hubba was pulling weeds out of the motor, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and Sweet Lorraine, and Making Whoopee. The voice, the one we adored, that wise throatiness, Apollo couldn't do that, nor the eyeballs, nor the thick lips, the light so brilliant it shone on all of us. We had to look at the sky, and the wrinkled smile. Apollo just couldn't do that with wings alone, though Christ could, Making Whoopee.